Hello, thank you for contacting customer service. This is Damien. How may I assist you?
What's the name of the
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, please?
company?
We are a third-party call center. We service hundreds of merchants and thousands of products for their customer service lines. Can I please get your first and last name?
Oh, okay. No, only because I have a fraud against this phone number because there's a charge on my credit card that's not mine, so I want to know who the company was because my bank sent me a message. So the 6732. So I have no idea what it is, but my bank's after it on fraud. I just want to know. I was calling the number to find out what the company was.
I would be happy to assist you because we service so many different merchants. I would have to locate the account to get the information as to who you were billed by. In order to do so, I would need the first and last name.
Kristen McCullough.
Do you know a Kristen Higardi? Can I get you to confirm your address for security purposes, please?
On this credit card, it's 15 Bay State Road, Tyngsborough. If it's a delivery, it's 7 Bay Street, Tewksbury.
Thank you. I see that a entry was placed to win a KitchenAid mixer via a survey for $7.95. It was stated within the terms of agreements that it would enroll you into the discount membership club where you have a chance to win items monthly. People do win those items, but it is not guaranteed, so they issue a $199 voucher sent over to your email that you can use for their online shopping store.
Okay, yeah, that's definitely what I didn't do, so I'm gonna have my bank deal with that.
Is there anything I can do to assist you?
Not if you can't reverse the charge, because it's not something that I would actually ever do. So my bank does stop the credit card that went against it, and they're gonna it's definitely fraud because I would never do anything like that. So, unless you can help me out to stop it, or otherwise I just go to the root of my bank because they're the one that messaged me.
So, at the beginning of the call, you had stated that you had filed fraud on this, and so I would be unable to issue any refund. If you would like a refund, we would need the bank on the line. Inform the bank you're willing to drop the dispute. Once the dispute has been confirmed to be dropped by the bank, we can issue you a refund. Had you contacted us before contacting the bank, we would have been able to issue you that refund. As it is
Well, the
now,
bank contacted me. It's the only reason I knew about it. So I'll just go that route.